From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good evening, everyone. You're very welcome to our program. We have the final extract of Jeannie Graham's testimony this evening. Do please send for the free tape of her complete testimony. Many of you have done so, and we were very glad to have received your requests. Send also for the free edition of our Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine. Tonight I will be concluding our study of the return of Christ, but first, here's Jeannie Graham. Jeannie has told us so far of her backsliding and the degradation into which she and her father fell through their sin. Then her father was restored from his backsliding. While she was glad about this, she had no intention of doing any such thing herself. Listen as she takes up her story.
And I remember going back over to this wee place, Auchinleck Mission Hall, in November. And on the way over in the car, I remember saying, you know, I'm never coming back to another gospel meeting. This isn't for me. Sure, I've got what I want, and my father's back with the Lord, and I'm never coming back. But you know, as I sat in that meeting that night, for the very first time, I got a look at myself. I wasn't pointing the finger at anybody else now. All the fingers were pointing at me. And what an ugly conviction of my sin I got. Do you know, I remember leaving that meeting, and I left it with a troubled heart. And all week, my heart was truly troubled. It was just like a tug of war. The Lord was saying, on one hand, Jeannie, will you not come back to me? You see, the Lord will not force you to get right with Him. He'll only show you His love of how He shed His precious blood in Calvary. The old devil, he's a different kettle of fish. He'll do anything he can to keep you away from him. And he'll throw everything he can at you. And this is what he was doing with me. What about your friends? They'll all laugh at you. What about this drink, Jeannie? How could you give up this drink? Sure, you couldn't even take one drink. You have to take it until you're falling over. How could you give it up? What about your husband? He often uses your family, doesn't he, to keep you away. Your husband will go mad if you tell him you're walking with God. And you know, it was just like a tug of war. I remember on the 12th of November, I went over to Morneview Baptist, and our late brother Ivan Thompson was preaching there. And I don't know what he was preaching about, but on the way out the door, he just took my hand and he gave me a real hearty handshake. He said, "What's your name, dear?" Do you know, I trembled as I told that man my name. And you might say, that's why. You know, that man didn't know me. But it was as if the Holy Ghost took a knife and was piercing it through my heart. "What's your name, dear?" You see, I was so ashamed to tell him my name because of my sin. And yet, if all I knew one day, I would have to answer to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, who knew all about me. I knew I was going to have to face him, and I was going to see the scars in his head and the nail prints in his hand. And how could I face him, one that showed so much love, and yet, if all that kicked him into the gutter, or trampled over his blood, I couldn't have cared less about it. And that night, as I lay in bed, and the tug of war was still going on, I kept thinking, "What's your name, dear? The devil came back, Gordon will go mad." You know, Gordon wasn't saved at the time, but God uses many things to bring you to Himself. I thought Gordon was sleeping, it was in the middle of the night. And he just turned around and he said, "Jeannie, you're never going to have peace until you get right with this God." And I remember going down the stairs and I just knelt at my settee. The scripture says, "Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you." And I just remember praying, "Lord, would you take me back? But you're going to have to take this booze away, because I can't do it alone." You know, the scripture says, "The battle is not ours, but God's." But the secret is, you have to hand that battle over to Him. And you know, I can honestly say that the second I asked Him to forgive me, He did. I could just feel the burden lifting from me. You know, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Here was me, who stooped so low, I did every sin in the book, but the second I asked Him to forgive me, He did. Can you see His love? Can you see His mercy and His forgiveness? His pardon, which is free.
we will continue now our study in the central doctrines of the Christian faith, and particularly that doctrine, the return of Christ to this earth. Now, we have been considering how that the return of Christ will be to the land of Israel. He will return there to bless his ancient people and to save them. Now, this is our final study on this particular doctrine. The scattered people of Israel will be gathered back to their own land. They will be gathered partially before Christ returns, but when he does return, he will gather every last one of them from all the nations of the earth. Let me quote some scriptures. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 3-5. Thus saith the Lord, I am returned unto Zion, and I will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and Jerusalem shall be called a city of truth, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, there shall yet old men and old women dwell in the streets of Jerusalem, and every man with his staff in his hand for very age, and the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets thereof. In the same chapter 8, this time verses 7-8, we read, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Behold, I will save my people from the east country and from the west country, and I will bring them, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God in truth and in righteousness. That which the people of Israel never really knew throughout their previous history, that is, peace, prosperity, the abiding blessing of God resting upon them, will be their portion when Christ returns to rule and reign. In the past, the periods of tranquility were very few and short-lived. The book of Judges sets this forth very clearly. As soon as a judge had brought some order and calm to the land by leading the people back to God, it seems that the next generation immediately rebelled and went away from the Lord. Judges chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. And also, all that generation were gathered unto their fathers, and there arose another generation after them which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. That was repeated time and time and time again throughout the entire history of Israel. But when the Lord returns, that will cease to be the case. Let me read some verses from Joel chapter 2. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. Christ will begin to rule the world from the city of Jerusalem. This is that time when the earth will be filled with the knowledge of God. That wonderful time spoken of by Isaiah, The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them, and the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. This is Eden recreated on the earth. There will be a time of universal peace. And again I quote from Isaiah, It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it, and many people shall go and say, Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem, and he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. Isaiah chapter 2, the verses 2 to 4. The weapons of war will willingly be destroyed. But what of us, the believer today? Will we have a part in all this? Well, let me say this. Whether we live to see the return of Christ or die before that day, Christians will have a part. Listen to Paul's words to the Thessalonians. This is what he says. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. We will be with the Lord? Doing what? Well, again I quote the Scriptures. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads, or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Revelation 20, verses 4 to 6. It was of this that Paul spoke when he wrote to the Corinthian church and scolded it for its divisions and its disorders. Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust and not before the saints? Do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know ye not that ye shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 to 3. I have but touched upon the glorious events that will take place when Christ returns. But what is most important of all for you, my dear listener, to consider is this. Make sure that you are ready. Obey the gospel and prepare to meet with God. For nothing is more certain than that Christ is coming again. God bless you. And good night.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78, 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.